Let's talk about Lost Lore Tequila and the Rested series. This tequila to me is really different and very good. So coming out of NOM 1414, Sergio Cruz Master Distiller, Stone Oven, Ripe Agaves, Roller Mill, Pine Open, Wild Fermentation. I think they're using some champagne yeast with this one as well, playing the classical music like they always do there to keep the yeast happy and hungry. And then twice distilled in their beautiful copper pots there. This tequila is a little bit different in the fact that it is rested in some beer barrels. So this first one that I'm going to pull out, this one is rested in Straight Jacket barley wine barrels from Revolution Brewery. And then this one, it is rested in Fundamental Observation Imperial Vanilla Stout barrels from Bottle Logic Brewing. So Arturo, the owner of this company, has a real connection to the brewery world. He owns a brewery in Chicago. So let's first jump into this one. On the nose, I get the agave. I get some barrel notes. I get a little bit of a, I'm going to say a yeast smell, but it kind of resembles a little bit of what a beer smells like when you're making beer. It's not already beer yet, but it's in the fermentation. So I get a little bit of that, and I get a little bit of citrus as well. Sweet cooked agave. Some vanilla, some pepper. I get a little bit of tea and almost like a tobacco, or maybe that's leather. It's a really nice flavor. I even pick up a little bit of dark chocolate and a little bit of cream soda in the finish. It has a finish that really tingles in the back. It's got a really nice, really thick mouthfeel. This is a really strong repo. All right, let's take a little sip of water before we do this next one. Sometimes I drink water just to trick my liver. All right, so this one, like I said, is in the barley wine barrels. So on the nose of this one, you definitely get the cooked agave. You definitely pick up this vanilla, caramely smell of a barrel. Kind of like a little bit of hoppiness as well. This one's a little bit more earthy. I get a little bit of banana. I get a little bit of cinnamon. It doesn't surprise me. Lost Lore brings out great products, and they're always trying something new. And I know Arturo has some real cool things coming up in the future that I can't wait to have on the show and have him talk about what they do with these new Reposados they have coming out. And it's awesome to have a great base product like they do. Really strong Blanco, a really strong Repo. Their still strength and high proofs are really good as well. And to take that well-crafted tequila and then start to do some things like this, where you're using some of your influences of your businesses outside of tequila. And let's see how this barrel that's aged beer, let's see how that affects the tequila. And it, in both cases, it had a very positive effect on the flavors. Again, agave's still there. It still tastes like tequila. It still tastes like a reposado. You get a lot of the same flavor profile of the tequila first, but these barrel influences are bringing a little bit something different. So on that night where I'm having maybe a repo and I decide I want to take it up a notch and have something that is a little bit more of a dessert to me, these are ones that I'll grab because it's a little bit experimental flavor to me, but it's really good. This is pretty amazing how it turns into a finish of beer. So if you see these in the store, definitely pick them up because they're not making this anymore. These were rested. These are done. The bottles are all numbered. Batch number one, bottle number 595. This one is batch number one, bottle number 573. I actually picked this one up at the distillery while we were at 1414 in Arandas. Get out there and look on the internet. See if you can find them. These are amazing. Great value as well. Thanks for tuning in. Also, you can check out an interview that I did with Arturo where we talk about his process of making tequila and his whole story and journey into tequila. It's really awesome to watch. So check it out. I'll put a link at the end of the video. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.